Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries 15, Tales from a Not-So-Posh Paris Adventure by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell. Private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. Friday, August 1st. Well, it looks like my 15 minutes of fame are finally over. Yes, it was a mind-blowing experience to be the opening act for the Bad Boys, a world-famous boy band. I was heartbroken, along with millions of their fans, when they ended their tour early to take a break. Now, I am stuck at home for the rest of the summer, and my life is pretty much back to normal. Normal, meaning excruciatingly boring. So, for a little excitement, my bandmates and I agreed to do a free concert tonight for our local summer fun fest. Hey, the $100 gift cards they offered us from the Cupcakery made it impossible to refuse. We were performing after Pickles, the juggling clown, and before my neighbor, Mrs. Wallabanger, and her fierce squad of elderly belly dancers. We're pros. Like, how hard could this gig be? We went on stage and launched into our first song, Dork's Rule. The audience loved us and clapped along. Everything was going just great, until it wasn't. There was an open bottle of water near the edge of the stage, and I had no idea how it got there. Although I did notice a lip gloss addicted suspect sitting in the front row. The next 60 seconds of my life seemed to move in slow motion. I accidentally knocked over the bottle of water, slipped in the puddle, lost my balance, bumped into a stack of speakers, and then teetered on the edge of the stage about to fall off of it. Head first! Thank goodness Zoe grabbed me, and then Chloe grabbed Zoe and managed to drag us back onto the stage. OMG, I was so relieved. But for only a few seconds, because the speakers fell over onto the stage curtain. Stunned, we just stared at the curtain as it came billowing down like a humongous parachute and literally covered the entire stage, including me and my bandmates. At that point, our show was pretty much over. And when I cautiously peeked out from under the curtain and saw hundreds of cell phones were recording the catastrophe, I also knew my music career was pretty much over. Great show, Nikki. Your music career is so over. OMG, I could not believe this was happening to me. Unfortunately, my frenemy, Mackenzie Hollister, has a really bad habit of popping up at the worst possible time, like a huge, pus-filled zit that magically appears on the end of your nose. On your way to school! On picture day! I quickly pulled the curtain back over my head. All I wanted to do right then was dig a really deep hole, crawl into it, and die. I had a complete meltdown. My worst nightmare had come true. Or had it? Whenever I get super stressed out about something, I always have a bad dream about it. Like the time I had a horrible nightmare about my birthday party. I dreamed that Mackenzie accidentally pushed me headfirst into my birthday cake. So it was very possible that my chaotic concert catastrophe was only a nightmare. And any second now, I was going to wake up in my bedroom, drenched in a cold sweat, totally relieved that it was all just a figment of my imagination. Please, 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 let all of this be a really bad dream.